For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage will be the Executive Director of the Drug Policy Alliance, Mr. Ethan Nadelman.
Now, Ethan, stepping outside the U.S. for a minute, there's talk that Karzai is now going to thwart the growth of the opium poppies. There's no chance that we'll ever end the flow coming into this country, even if we shut it down in Afghanistan, is there?
Well, keep in mind that almost none of the opium being produced in Afghanistan lands up in the United States. I mean, overwhelmingly, the heroin consumed in the United States comes from Colombia and Mexico, and to a smaller extent from Southeast Asia. Most of the opium being grown in Afghanistan is used to supply drug addicts in the Eurasian region. Keep in mind that Pakistan and Iran probably have as many heroin addicts in each of their countries as does the United States. They have a much higher per capita addiction rate than do we. So the Afghani heroin, a lot of it's consumed right in the Central Asian region. Some of it is moving to Western Europe and to Russia. But there's no way that that is going to have any major impact on the American problem. Keep in mind also, just a few years ago, Burma was a major producer. You know, now most of the producers around the world are being undercut by the fact that Afghanistan is such a low-cost and high-volume producer. So if, in fact, Afghani production were to drop dramatically in the way it did in the last year of the Taliban rule, that would have some impact, I think, on domestic drug problems in the Eurasian region, but would almost certainly have none in the United States.
Where are we headed? What do we need to do next?
Well, I think there's a few things. I mean, most of the work needs to continue to be for drug policy reform at the state and local level. You know, for Drug Policy Alliance, that's been our focus. We have offices in New York, in California, New Mexico, New Jersey. We're working with local activists and lobbyists in about a half dozen other states. We're going to be pursuing the whole issue of marijuana reform in Alabama. We're going to be working on drug treatment instead of incarceration, and possibly medical marijuana as well in Wisconsin. We're working in Connecticut. We're working in Maryland. We're assisting other allied groups in other states all around the country. That the name of the game is going to be continuing at the state and local level. And keeping in mind that drug policy reform is distinct, you know, from many other issues on the social justice movement in really, I think, three ways. The first one is that we are building coalitions. We are building coalitions across different types of issues with new sets of allies that are interracial, that are also interpolitical, you know, all around the country. I mean, if you look at what's happened in California around Prop 36 or three strikes reform and medical marijuana, you know, really powerful coalitions emerging.
If you'd like to learn more, I urge you to visit drugpolicy.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.